I will regard myself as the happiest person. Will I say today or ever? Because I'm very, very happy in the sense that I have been the only one speaking, shouting, screaming, crying all along. Not for 1 year, not for 2 years, not for 3 years, not for 4 years, not for 5 years, going into the sixth year. I have never seen Nigerian women or African women coming out in this nature to at least confirm one or two things that I have been talking about. I have been termed a liar all along for these 5 solid or 6 solid years. You can see why I am the happiest today. I've told Rosanna times without number that there are women like this out there. But for fear of intimidation, they don't want to come out. I think the day has broken now. The women now can see that there's no camera anywhere to take your photographs, to take to Madowell. You can see there's no guardi around, no police around, to say, I am coming to arrest you. Other associations have tried in so many ways. Access Island is one group. I knew what contribution I made in there to make African Nigerian women come out to speak like this, but to no avail. Even we went to the extent of trying to give them remuneration in form of money to come out and speak. It didn't work. Organized cookery sessions, it didn't work. Espiracy is another one. And resident against racism, I think, has won at last. They have really won at last to be able to bring these women out to speak. I congratulate you, Rosanna. Thank you very much. And for the women, you're on the right path, I will say. Speak out. You know, there's a program in Nigeria that says, speak out. You are doing the right thing. At least we'll have more supporters now. Probably if we keep shouting, if we keep crying, if we keep screaming like this, one day they will hear us. So continue, and thank you very much.